In Iraq, over the last 3 weeks, at least 19 members of a paramilitary force that was supported by the U.S. military have been killed. Scores more of the so-called Sons of Iraq have been wounded in assassination attempts. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro recently traveled to the province of Diyala, where she discovered a climate of fear among the men whom many credit for helping defeat al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Sheikh Hussam has not gotten rich fighting al-Qaeda in Iraq. A member of the Sons of Iraq for the past 3 years, he sits in a small concrete structure. The walls are mostly bare. The cushions on the floor are thin and scuffed. He says matter-of-factly how he just survived yet another assassination attempt the day before our interview.
I was going on duty. I usually take this road. And I was targeted by two roadside bombs.
The Sons of Iraq became a powerful force in 2007 at the height of the so-called surge. Former militants and tribal leaders, they turned against al-Qaeda and fought alongside the Americans. In 2009, their fate was left in the hands of the Iraqi government, which agreed to pay the men and eventually either integrate them into the armed forces or give them civilian jobs. But says Sheikh Hussam, scores have been arrested over the past year by the government. Others have fled the country, leaving a sense of bitterness here among the Sons of Iraq.
The security forces have hit at the Sons of Iraq, detained them, insulted them using sectarian words, and taken their weapons without any reason and without a warrant. The future of the Sons of Iraq, in my opinion, is either that al-Qaeda kills us or we end up in jail.
The Sons of Iraq still man checkpoints in Diyala alongside the police and army, but many complain they are no longer receiving their salaries. Ahmed Hussein Ali works here checking IDs and looking through the trunks of cars.
For the record, we have more than 50 people who have not gotten paid. Their names all of a sudden were not on a list. Frankly speaking, the situation is bad.
And there are fears that the situation may get even worse. Across town, another militia leader, Haji Khalid, says it's unclear if the new government will keep its promises to the Sons of Iraq. Political parties in Baghdad are locked in bitter negotiations over who will get to form the next government, and no one yet knows who will come out on top.
For sure, we are worried. If a patriotic government is put in place, our position will be assured. But if an unpatriotic one is put in power, the Sons of Iraq will be threatened. This is beyond question.
Sons of Iraq leaders say they don't know who is behind the assassination attempts. They say it could be the remaining al-Qaeda in Iraq elements out to get revenge. Some allege Iranian agents are responsible. The U.S. military maintains the Sons of Iraq deaths are on a downward trend. In April and May this year, 36 militia members were killed. For the same period in 2009, there were 41 killings. During the worst of the fighting with al-Qaeda, around 130 Sons of Iraq were being killed every 2 months. Still, for militia member Sheikh Hussam, who has been repeatedly targeted, the statistics offer small comfort.
The Americans did not betray us. They sentenced us and our families to death. They supported us in fighting al-Qaeda, but then suddenly they left us caught between two enemies, al-Qaeda and Iran. That is America's legacy here.
And he says he does not expect to survive the next time someone tries to kill him. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.